Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
By the way, there are cockroaches here at the tap room are offended because people are referring to them as Dallas Cowboy fans, and they're not.
They're not.
They're just cockroaches.
It's a different cockroach.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The trash talking has begun. This is Philly Radio, WIP's morning show, spying on us yesterday and apparently spending their entire morning attacking us and the fans with their little stupid Twitter poll. Who's the best quarterback in the NFC East? Is it Dak or Wentz? Well, as soon as we mentioned it, we just mentioned it and tweeted it at 7 a.m., at 7:20, you shut down the poll. They took it down. You shut it down. Let's go home, as Dirk would say. Then they came out with a new poll, starting a little fight. What has more intelligence? Who's smarter? A box of rocks or 105 to be the fan hosts? And then our web guy put up a poll about Super Bowl.
Yeah, rank, name the better Super Bowl, Cowboys 5 or Phillies question mark.
And then and then Bassick tweeted one. Which city is worse, Philadelphia or Philadelphia? So.
Oh, God. Philadelphia or West Philadelphia or South Philly.
Yeah.
One of the pick one.
So we have some leftover audio that we will play that Roy has been listening to throughout the morning from their morning show that apparently doesn't like to talk about their team that is 8-1 or Carson Wentz, the MVP.
Yeah, so we're getting a lot of people tweeting us from Philadelphia. I guess they heard the show. They, you know, follow them on social media, and they got some of our accounts. So they want to have a battle with us about how excited they are to put us in the ground and how we haven't won anything over the last couple of years. But if you talk to any of them, and even if you listen to Angelo Cataldi, there is no bigger game on their schedule than this one this weekend. Because it is all they can hope for year in and year out. They know they're not going to win a Super Bowl, more than likely. They haven't done it ever in the history of the club, so why would they start now? So they've got to treat this game like their Super Bowl. And listen to how much joy Angelo Cataldi speaks about, saying this would be the best day of his life if the Eagles were able to get a what ultimately would be a meaningless win in week 11 of the NFL season.
The greatest thing this whole week is going to be Sunday night when we shut those hillbillies up once and for all. Because if they lose Sunday, they're 5-5. The Eagles are 9-1. Forget about it. It's over. Now you're scrambling to try to get a wild card spot, and we're looking at home field for the whole playoffs. This is one win away from just pure joy in this town. One win. And you know what, Scott? I think the Eagles know it, and I think they plan to do something about it.
Look, he keeps on saying these terms, okay? You want to have fun with the whole Texas Cowboy hillbilly thing? Fine.
That's fine.
But whatever. This meatball keeps tweeting that we are the drunks. You guys, your whole city, and Chop and I grew up around there, okay? We're not firing shots just straight from Texas. I was born in Maryland. Chop was born in New Jersey. Your whole existence is an episode of Cops. You are drunk.
Don't degrade the episodes of Cops like that.
You have been known as nothing more. You are the drunk trash. You are the people that can't. You have a jail in your old crappy stadium. Walk through the parking lots of AT&T, and I've done it every single home game for 6 years, and you're going to have an incident here and there. Never does it get as ugly as what you guys would view as a pregame fight, like the undercard. That's how trash everyone in the entire country views your entire existence as. So you want to have fun with the hillbilly, with the cowboy, but please stop with the drunk shots.
Yeah.
Please.
Don't go there. And to say this will be the greatest day in your life, Angelo, we know the greatest day in your life. It's when Olive Garden has the never-ending pasta bowl. Oh. Isn't that true?
And you need to stop with this, okay? Because I'll tell you, my dead grandmother Ida, she loved the Olive Garden, okay?
Did she?
She thought it was a great place.
You sound like a 400-pound Mickey Spagnola.
You're going to make fun of my heritage. You're not going to do that.
Yeah. Someone said that he sounds like Bender from Futurama.
I can hear that.
Okay. All right, Roy, what else do we have?
So Angelo Cataldi went on to say, and he said this obviously tongue-in-cheek because he's doing no such thing, but he went on to say how he's going to continue to take the high road in this battle with 105.3 The Fan and not stoop to their level of what he claims was making fun of Italian-Americans.
But you see, what I've tried to do here, Darren, there's a lot of ways to look, and I could be very offended by this because I'm a proud Italian. But I'm not. I am trying to make fun with it. Because the way I look at it is, the true source of wit is to take something ignorant like they're doing and add the great level of humor we've done to that.
Humor.
That to me, see, I could have gone down in the ditch with them, but that's not my style.
In the what?
I have a wider array of weapons than they do because I'm brilliant.
Breadsticks.
They're stupid.
Well, Angelo, you can't fit in the ditch. That's the reason. You can't go in the ditch. You won't fit.
I love this. This guy either has no memory or he's the biggest hypocrite of all time. So he's all right. He's all right calling us drunks, prostitutes, and garbage.
And hillbillies. Yeah.
But, you know, look the other way when we're sitting there making fun of him eating calzones.
I'm not offending you, but if you try to offend me, then it's offensive.
You're going to go down that road.
And by the way, offending. Can we make a point that over the last 2 years, we have contacted WIP and their morning show
asking if
they would mix with us. They have declined each of the past two seasons for reasons I do not know. Maybe it's because their team sucked and they didn't want to get into it. Maybe it's because they're scared.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to base it on other than they don't want to mix with us and have a conversation with us, but they're happy to take shots continually on Twitter and on social media and on their radio show.
When is that clown Eskin on? Was he on yesterday? When's Howard on with
Trying
Ben
to start a fight with Cole Beasley, by the way. He was on yesterday with Ben and Skin.
Okay, so Eskin is one of the lead trolls, and then you have this guy doing his Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith impression, a character, obviously just a yelling, screaming character, WIP in Philly, spending their entire show on us this morning here at The Fan. What else?
So, look, we've had a lot of fun with Cataldi and his morning program and some of the things that he said, and we all know he's taking the high road. He's not going to go out. He can't fit in the dicks with us. We understand. But his callers are not prohibited from going after us. And one caller by the name of Dom decided to call in.
Is this like, is this a province? Are there any other people besides Italians in Philly? Is this Sicily?
So basically.
wait, like ever the caller, the producer, the host.
Like the entire I-95 corridor between Philadelphia and New York.
Good Lord.
The only people allowed to live there are Italians. That's it.
Okay.
It's all, that's like the witness protection.
Yeah.
That's where we're allowed to live.
That's right.
Where we're allowed to live.
All right.
So, as I said,
that's why Marvin Harrison lives there.
The
callers were not out of bounds calling to defend Angelo Cataldi. So one caller called in, proud of his Italian-American heritage, and wanted to defend Cataldi by making a claim that I'm not sure is accurate, but it's pretty bold. Here it is.
Dom, focus on Italian ethnicity. They went out. They don't even know who I am. What are they doing?
Do they know that you're an Ivy League graduate? Do they know that the ship that you sail, that you run in Philadelphia, the power that you wield. You know what? God bless them. Let them keep their little nickel and dime show, and they're making fun of Italians. But we know down deep, Italians, I don't care what the Vikings did, just discovered America.
Italians discovered America. You know there are people living here in America before we got here, right?
Wait. So he's making a Christopher Columbus reference?
Yes, he is.
Okay, well, first of all, a history lesson. Christopher Columbus was one of the last explorers to be here in America. Leif Erikson was. He was Icelandic. And there were Native Americans already here.
He doesn't care about the Vikings, Troy.
Yeah, don't care about the Vikings. Yeah,
those people in Minnesota.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Those people in Minnesota. Where'd he go to college?
I don't know.
Ivy League, apparently.
He's from Rhode Island. I know that.
And he ended up in radio.
I have no idea what that means.
Quite a drop off. Either way,
I
learned some stuff.
University of Pesto.
I did some investigating about Angelo Cataldi. I think I might have some new material for us the next time we want to reignite the fuse of this one. But finally.
Who's the final car? Luigi?
We get a call. Okay, Rocky. Listen, I kid you not. This is a guy who explained. His name was Darren.
Oh, there we go.
That is not Italian. That is not an Italian name.
No, it was Italian because he said he was supposed to be a girl. They were going to name him Daria. And because he came out as a boy, they ultimately ended up naming him Darren. Either way.
He said all of this in a call.
Yes. They kept him up for 3 minutes. All of this, though, has nothing to do with the fact that at 8 a.m. in the morning, when he is calling into this radio program, there is zero doubt in my mind that he has already finished off a fifth of vodka. No doubt in my mind. Listen to this audio, and you tell me if I'm wrong.
How you doing, Darren?
Real well, thank you. I'm a little upset because I'm Italian also, and this is getting to me. What they don't understand is that Carson Wentz's coach, his quarterback coach, is Italian.
John D. Filippo.
Hang on, stop. Let's get it off. This is great.
We don't understand that he's Italian.
This has been the greatest day for my people. I mean, we're doing everything here. We're quarterback coaching.
Thanks for letting me know, Darren.
Are they really going to turn this into this right now?
It's
like when you're trying to have fun and you try to have a fight and someone like takes it out of bounds like way low. Like now we're going to get emails from organizations. Oh my gosh, I got the I think this is the quarterback coach. John Eugene DeFilippo?
DeFilippo.
DeFilippo. It's clearly DeFilippo. All right, Troy, let's hear the whole thing again from this possible drunk.
How you doing, Darren?
Real well, thank you. I'm a little upset because I'm Italian also, and this is getting to me. But what they don't understand is that Carson Wentz's coach, his quarterback coach, is Italian.
John DeFilippo.
And that's why, it's just... They're so stupid in Dallas that everything that comes out of their mouths is ridiculous.
I mean,
I'm born and raised in South Philadelphia, grew up from the vet, and how dare they come at our ethnicity? I'm appalled.
Cut it down. What
was that, Darren?
Ethnicity.
Cut it off. All right, start from the ethnicity.
Ethnicity.
And let's hear the end.
I'm born and raised in South Philadelphia, grew up from the vet, and how dare they come at our ethnicity? I'm appalled. I'm appalled at them. And Angelo, if you want me to go out there, and handle this for you. I'll make them an offer they can't refuse.
That's a good line.
That's a solid line. You got mad at us about Italian.
And you're stereotyping.
And you're making an Italian threat like that, Mr. Bob Man.
Yeah, this is brilliant.
This is amazing.
How is that?
This is better than the first audio at 8.
It's an assistity.
I'm glad.
Calling us a bunch of drunks.
Hillbillies.
Yeah.
Hillbillies.
Oh, my gosh. The only reason... that and everyone has known this, RJ knows this as well. The only reason that East Coast cities are always regarded throughout the country as better sports cities is because the lives are more miserable. When you live in Philadelphia and your landmarks, your two most known landmarks are in a dump serving cheesesteaks and you have that nasty, bitter weather, wouldn't you be bitter too.
I put on Twitter.
Why they're angrier at their sporting events and more quote unquote passionate.
Their biggest sports icon
is a statue.
Is a 71-year-old actor from New York City. That's their biggest sports icon.
Yes.
Like they don't even have.
Yeah.
Oh, Wilt Chamberlain's from there, but you know nobody knows Wilt Chamberlain's from Philadelphia.
Yeah, he's a Laker.
Like the two most famous people from Philadelphia.
Ron freaking Jaworski.
One is Will Smith. And then the other is an actor. They're two actors. Those are the two most famous sports icons.
I don't know how long it would take, but I wish we had the time tomorrow morning, RJ, that you could call them and sit on the line because they let every caller on eventually.
Why don't we do this? You know, I don't want to spend too. I just kind of want to react to them. We don't need to waste time attacking. If they want to dedicate tomorrow's show, maybe we'll listen and do this again because it's pretty funny. We either give some fans incentive to get through on their lines, and we create like a theme, or, and the boss is probably all over this right now, or we send them something. We should send them a package that would really just infuriate Cataldi. I don't want to push him over the edge for cardiac arrest because we know we're probably close.
Probably already there.
Yeah, his blood type is Ragu, as the old jokes goes, but maybe we try to get a few fans to go through on the phone lines, drop something. We record it and play it back and just blow up their entire stadium.
Yeah, there's got to be something. We could take a picture of all the Cowboy trophies today that we're going to see at the Star.
Yeah, they have all the rings lined up,
yeah,
actually.
We could send them to them, show them what they look like.
Jerry's Hall of Fame statue is out there today.
Yes, it is. Maybe so there's a lot of things we can do.
Let's play around with Autoflex Leasing fan text. If y'all can think of any good pranks, 877-88. Now, they're probably listening, so text it to us, and we'll write back to you. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.